It's Tuesday at 6 o'clock. It's just me. Just me and my 40-pound bag of records. It's Bughouse Square. It's Radio Valencia. Welcome.
Have you seen that vigilante man?
Hey!
Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've been hearing his name all over the land.
Yeah, this week on Bughouse Square, I've got, I'm turning my head here to, I got some flea market finds. I'm not cutting any, not blazing any trails tonight, but I do have a lot of good music, so I feel pretty confident. I feel pretty confident.
Down in the engine house, sleeping just as still as a mouse. Man come along and chased us out in the rain. Was that a vigilante man? Stormy days we'd pass the time away, sleeping in some good warm place. Man come along and we give him a little race. Was that a vigilante man? Preacher Casey was just a working man, and he said, unite all you working men. Killed him in the river, some strange man. Was that a vigilante man? A vigilante man. Why does a vigilante man carry that sawed-off shotgun in his hand? Would he shoot
his brother and sister
down? I rambled around from town to town. I rambled around from town to town. They herded us around like a wild herd of cattle. Was that the vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've heard his name all over the land.
fire. A hot tub, cool mire. Ticket to flyer, no? Blaze chemical wire! Thorns of chemical wire.
Yo, Kango.
Yeah, what's up, girl?
I'm the real Roxanne, and I rock your world.
But you're all stuck up.
Well, you say that, because I wouldn't give guys like you no rap. I was walking down the street in the afternoon. I gave you a smile, so you assumed that if you said hello, I would be flattered. But I kept walking, and your ego was shattered. I'm Roxanne, the Lady Devastator. I make you feel hotter than it is in Grenada. The R-O-X-A-N-N-E. Roxanne is who I be, and Kango King. You might be cute, but you ain't getting this because you're much too soon. You wear that samurai sword on the side. I told all my friends, and we all just died. I laughed so hard that my face turned blue. Why be an MC? You should learn kung fu. And by the way, if I'm such a crab, why all your girls look like scabs? First you call me a peach. The doctor wants to take me to the beach. I got a little rhyme for you each. I seen your girls, they both need at least such bow wow babies. I think they got rabies. You think you touching me? Boy, you must be crazy. You got your nerve to wanna be my man. They call me the real
Roxanne, Roxanne.
Can't you understand?
Roxanne, Roxanne.
I wanna be your man.
Now, educated rapper, I'ma give you a fit. Cause when you tried to talk to me, you was full of shit. You see, the truth and the fact is that I don't need you. Your IQ is really 1.2. I don't like your rap cause your rap is dead. Educated rapper, no sense in your head. So when you met me, I paid you no mind. Dictionary breath, you're one of a kind. You said your name was Gary, didn't choose to call you Barry. Didn't care if your name was Mother Matter Harry. I choose to call you Sunny because you have a tummy. My father's not a furry, you're the one who walks with funny. Your nose is always runny, you look like Bugs Bunny. All your raps are old, ancient as a mummy. Your house is so slummy, your clothes are so bummy. But now with your hit record, all I want is your money. Educated rapper, you ain't nothing but a dummy. You try to be chummy or you play as Jim Rummy. I bet making love to you must really be crummy. You say it's customary to give your commentary. I say it's crap full of strawberries. Your rap is so weak and your face is so scary. You always find a rap like yours in any cemetery. So do you know you didn't even pass? All you received was a kick in the ass. That's what you did, cause I had enough. And that right mix master ice cream puffs.
Roxanne, Roxanne. Roxanne, Roxanne, Roxanne.
Who's the producers? A group named Full Force? A bunch of losers, they're a singing group. So how should they know? Putting out records with UTFO. I'm what's happening, I know that's a fact. So UTFO, bust that. Since I'm the new girl around the block, the Kango Kid and especially Doc would like to sleep with me if he can. But you're just a boy, you're not even a man. The girls know your name, it's getting around. Dr. Ice, you're the laugh of the town. You tried to throw a game, but it wasn't working out. You lied about the beach, you took me to your house. I said, me, the rocks, give up the box. So you can brag about it for the next 6 blocks. She, you must be crazy, you're going too fast. Doctor, I don't know where your hands been last. You can't fool me, cause down beneath, you're a hood, a crook, a liar, a thief. I know how you operate from the start. You like to break dance and you like to break hearts. So listen up, cause I don't say this every day. Homegirl, huh, here's how the doctor play. The only operating that you do is ripping off cars in a minute or two. You stole Larry Lass, Cadillac, sold it back and kept the hubcaps. You are the one, you thought you had me wrong, but you hung yourself with your own stethoscope. You said, ooh, now what the hell was that? Your voice went high, now it sounds real whack. You call me at 9 to arrange a date. I said, meet me at the beach and don't be late.
But did you meet him at the beach?
Hells no. In the middle of December when it's 20 below, I'm the real.
Roxanne, Roxanne,
I wanna be your man.
Roxanne, Roxanne,
and here's our game plan.
Where's the beat? You guys can't deal it. I need a man who can make me feel it.
down inside sun, then they sweat. Then they share one bottle of beer between themselves. Then one fine lady, you come meet them, you say, brother, I beg, buy me one bottle of beer now. Then go look themselves, look the woman, look them pocket, look them suffer for Africa. Then go say, still mates. Do baroque remedy, do baroque remedy. Talk me be a come, do baroque remedy. Talk me be a come, don't know be rewarded. Don't be brother, era be a for me.
Aragi ho, arape si jao, aragi
ho. La 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 la.
Aragi ho,
la 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 la.
Arape si jao, aragi ho.
Yes, now I explain. You know, two women bring argument to you. We start from them gossip. They won't make you give them answer into their gossip arguments, or make you settle the matter where you not know the beginning or the end. You go say, now stalemate. To barobi remedy. Toro jowe wewe. To barobi remedy. Toro lawyer fwe. Toro jossi bi. Toro josso. Toro juju re.
Aragi.
La 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 la
la la
la la. I explain. You know, some people, they think say them be original hustler pass some other people. Yeah, so two hustlers come meet you, they won't hustle you. And you say, you be original one yourself. And you say, we don't see all the beginning and the end of the hustle. They won't follow you. They go say, stalemate. To barock remedy. Perfect beji biti funwe. To barock remedy. Perfect be wa yo funwe. To wa woju oloro. To wa rashiri enure.
Aragi.
La 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 la.
Aragi
la 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 la.
Arape si deo. Aragi
la 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 la.
Aragi
la 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 la.
Arape si deo. Aragi
la 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 la.
Aragi
la 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 la.
Arape si deo. Aragi
la la.
Loves the sun. Who cares that it makes plants grow? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart? Who loves the wind? Who cares that it makes breezes? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart? Who loves the sun? Who loves the sun? Not everyone. Who loves the sun? Loves the rain. Who cares that it makes flowers? Who cares that it makes showers since you broke my heart? Who loves the sun? Who cares that it is shining? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart?
Yeah, that's the Velvet Underground. Who loves the sun? I mean, it's pretty hot out today. Hold on, I'm going to move this in my way. Well, like, fall down on you. Yeah, sunny day. Hey, what's going on? It's Bug House Square. It's Tuesday. Yeah, I told you all that shit. You know that. Yeah, it's a little thing we do here, Radio Valencia. It's you got to come by. It's right next to the makeout room. Kiffany with a K came in and I was like, Kiffany, really? He's like, yeah, I don't know. Parents like smoked a lot of weed or like, I don't know, speech impediment. I'm not sure. But Kiffany was in here looking at the thing and she was like, this is pretty cool. Maybe I could do something like this or, I forget what it was. Maybe I said, hey, you could do something like this. And she said, oh, a lot of irons in the fire, but and then we started talking, and it's like in these times, it's a pretty nice thing to have a 2-hour pedestal, you know, whatever soapbox. Wow, yeah, pedestal soapbox. So if you're interested in doing a show, we've got a lot of openings. Actually, I was looking at Friday at 8 p.m. That is like a solid slot. 8 to 10 on a Friday. Everyone wants to be doing a radio show then. But come through the website. And if you're not interested in that and you just got a shit ton of money or you just waiting to give that last, you know, $10 away, we've got a Venmo or whatever. We're always begging for money just to keep it afloat. It's not like we're driving, you know, fancy cars and that sort of thing. Although some are, you know, Dr. Hal, he's a doctor. I mean, they're all rich, right? Maybe. I don't know about Dr. Hal. What else? Oh, shit, man. And listen to some of the shows. It's like I tuned into a curated catastrophe yesterday, maybe. I don't know. I do it when I work. Sometimes it's nice to have because I have ear protection, and I got ear protection with, you know, like Bluetooth. So it's nice. I could trip out on things, you know, when I'm working with, you know, high speed machinery. And curated catastrophe, even with missing a few organs, that last show was solid, man. It's like they do their homework, and I felt like inadequate, you know. Sometimes you see it's like, but you know, what do? You do what you do, and this is what I do. It's Bughouse Square, and just basically play records. We're not like splitting the atom over here. Let me tell you about what we listened to. That was Who Loves a Son. We talked about that. I'm working that into the Busker set list. Absolutely. We had Fela in there. I've got a box set that I got from Scott from Flat Black Plastics. Recommendation. Curated by Idris Elba. No, Idris? No, Idris. Idris Elba, the hunk, you know, the dude, Idris Elba, I think. Yeah, and it's like, it was like a six record set. So this was Fela and the Africa 70 Stalemate was off that record. And it's like, it's only two songs on a record. We did side one, and that was Stalemate. Before that, we had the Pixies doing Break My Body. That's a good one. And then before that, Roxanne. I had this record. I don't know where I got it. I'm like, Roxanne, you know, she's got it together enough to have herself a record with a fancy label stuck to it. Gave it a try. That was Roxanne's Back. Maybe she was huge. Yeah, Sean, you're real. I have no street cred. That's what I'm trying to say. Fire Hose we had in there. That's the two members of the Minutemen. And so we had Ed from Ohio and Mike Watt and George Hurley doing Chemical Wire. The Gypsy Flute. I bought this because the cover. There's a woman with looking at me, and I was like, okay, you know, where do I sign? Just kind of eyes. And we did the the hour of the clothes vendor. Dig. What else am I doing? So yeah, I talked about the station. It's great. It's awesome. The door's open. Beautiful day today. My gosh. Beautiful, hot. Yeah, took it easy. Oh, man. Yeah, shit's happening. Shit's going down. I got my shirt that my partner got me, and it says, imagine being scared of diversity, but not dictatorship. And I wear it, and I'm like, all right, I'm the type where I get a piece of clothing, and I just, like, wear it. I'm not, like, it's weird. I used to work in the fashion industry doing music, but now, you know, it's like I care not. Although it's I have to work on it, because I should care some, because I've got a partner, and she's like, really, you're gonna go out in your you know, you can't just like change your pants. and I just like dope slap myself, and I'm like, of course, you know, I could take it up a notch anyway. Let's see. Oh, and we opened up with From the Trash. I picked this record up from the flea market. Actually, it's a compact disc. I did it. Trash, The Roots of Punk. And the cover of this is phenomenal. It's it's from an Iggy show. I'm assuming the Stooges. And it's most, I believe I've seen this photograph before, but it's just, it's so awesome. And it's Iggy down, like, in the crowd, kind of maybe leaning off the stage, or just did like a stage dive, and he's looking down into this girl's eyes, and she's looking up at him, and everyone's kind of touching him, and he's just got that look, like, and it's totally like the, like, yeah, I'm Iggy. Awesome.
Hey, let's. You know, I got something queued up. So it's so easy for me just to make this next song happen.
It's in the order of the hedgerows. It's in the way their curtains open and close. It's in the look they give you down in the rows. Oh, part of decency's jigsaw, I suppose.
She's going out. She has a young man. she hurts to see her go. She has a mind of her own, you know. She's all grown up. She has a young man ring. She's all grown up. She has a young man ring. She was wide-eyed. She streetwise to her eyes. And the jive talk, but she'll find true love and tenderness on the block. She'll find true love and tenderness on the block.
The Misfits. Let's see. Hold on. Let me pick this up. Are you with me, Yuri G?
Hey there.
Hey. You ever been into the Misfits at all?
Yeah. I got a Misfits album that I like.
Ow!
Can I get out of Kill Tonight?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what that was.
Yeah.
I'm like very Misfits ignorant. That was given to me by Pete from Claudia and the Loaf. You remember that show?
Of course.
Yeah, well, yes. I think I talked to you that Pete had passed like New Year's this year. So whenever I'm flipping through records, I see the Misfits. I'm like, Pete. And then I grab it. And tonight I played a song.
Nice.
Yeah, and I also played, because I always forget the shit. Warren Zevon, we did Tenderness on the Block. XTC from the Black Sea record. We did Respectable Street. And I'm sorry, I got so enamored with the cover of this trash record, The Roots of Punk with Iggy. I neglected to say the song that I did play, which was the New York Dolls' Personality Crisis. Was in there, Velvet Underground. And I think we talked about Who Loves the Sun. Not everyone. What's going on, Yuri G? Last week, I want to say that the previous week
you gave such a great thing, and I don't know, whatever the song that I played, the button that I pushed, I'm not sure if it was that because it was an instrumental one, but I feel that the soliloquy you delivered before that was like, that was just it for me. At that point, I really didn't even need to hear the song. No, I'd like to have heard it. But I think that it was anybody who was curious would have already have sought it out and listened to it.
Yeah, it fixed it in post.
There is no post, man. Well, I don't know. It's possible, but that would take effort.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. It was a hot day up here, and I worked today, and I was so lazy. I just, you know what? I didn't start any jobs. I kind of fielded questions and walked around and found shade and was just, yes, like, sat with the landscapers while they were working, and I'm like, you mind if I just, like, said we can just chat? And they're like, yeah, no problem.
There's a lot of supervising going on.
Yeah, and a couple other little projects going on around there. But it was a beautiful day.
It's been beautiful, you know. It's just been beautiful. It's summer's here for the Bay Area.
Yeah, that's what they tell us. But I guess it's over tomorrow. We had our day.
Is it going to rain tomorrow? Okay, that's it.
It's like, yeah, it's like 50 and like fog, dense fog. No, I don't know. How are you doing?
Dude, okay. Yeah, I've been at the beach a lot. So, you know, like I definitely feel
like... Look at you. You're just like California. You're the golden boy. Man.
I am. I like to bask in the sun.
That's fantastic. What are you... what's your... like beach activity? You just bring a towel and some coconut oil,
or like this sail. It's like with four.
It's like a lawn chair. You just sit.
Kite. I think they call it. Beneath me.
Okay. Okay.
So it's like a sail, and it's got like four ropes with like a bag on the end. So you fill the bags up with sand.
Okay.
And then you put these like sticks underneath to pop it up, and then you get this like, you know, like kind of tent.
So it works with the wind.
Yes.
Excellent.
Indeed it does.
Yeah.
And so it gives you shade, and it's kind of low, you know, and it just comes in a bag, right? You can throw over your shoulders. You don't have to, like, bring it easy up or something like that.
Oh, man.
So I pop that thing up, and then I bring a towel and a book, and I pretend that I'm going to read, and then I just fall asleep on the beach.
Man, that sounds so peaceful.
It's lovely, and then you get up and you're hot, and then you go jump in the water, and because of this time of year, the water is, you know,
tolerable,
not so frigid, where it's like, go in it, and it's nice, and then I go home.
Yeah, that's nice, and you just walk, you walk there. No, that's great. We have to count our blessings. We live in a pretty good spot, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and this time of year really highlights that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I pack my, you know, my discreet margarita, and as I'm walking to and from the beach, so I don't have to worry about that. Come
on. What do you mean? No. Let's rewind on that. Is that frowned upon by the family or by the community?
It's frowned upon by the authorities. So,
you know. Really? You can't have open liquor and where you are?
Nope. And they will come through on busy days. They'll come through, and they're checking what you're drinking. Not like they're looking in the bottle.
But they, like, check your coolers? Like,
they'll write tickets. You know, they will.
They keep it clean down there. They keep it clean and tidy down there. They don't want any trouble.
It's a state beach, you know, so you got the state troopers, the state rangers.
Right.
You know, they're armed. They're wearing body armor.
They're packing heat.
Like they're packing heat.
You know what I bet, though? I bet they don't have masks on, and I bet they have identification.
I have yet to see anyone abducted into a van at the beach yet.
Yeah.
But it does seem surprisingly militarized at the beach. So I'm just like, generally speaking, you know, the block is hot.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I see a couple, you know, these, like, rowdy teens or whatever. They need a little, I don't want any trouble.
You got to gaffle them every once in a while. You know, I have, you know, we used to go every Wednesday during the summer and have a bonfire, and, like, whoever shows up, right?
Uh-huh.
So one night we went out there, it was, like, a bunch of Central Europeans with a portable PA system, and they started, like, setting up a rave on the beach.
Damn.
They shut that down. They're like, nah, that's not happening. Sorry, dude. So, you know, like, they're just trying to keep it chill.
Yeah, more like campfire, you know, acoustic guitar kind of sing-along.
Fires in the fire pits, no, like, flagrant boozing, stuff like that. So I try to do, you know, much more restrained. Well,
there's plenty of places to do that. I mean, you know, this is, you know, you are in a kind of, you know, residential area, so to speak.
Yeah, I live in a community, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, like, you know, I got a reputation to maintain. That's why I drink.
There goes Uri G walking down to the beach with his sail.
And he's drinking,
he thinks we don't know where he's drinking alcohol. Yeah.
No, everyone knows. They know who I am. But, you know, and it's not for nothing. It is related to the song here.
Of course.
For this week. So on Saturday, I came back from the beach, and, you know, I got an outdoor shower because I live at the beach, and you got to get all the sand off. You don't want all the sand in the house, right?
No. So.
We got this little, like, alcove on the exterior of the house where we put, like, a little slab. And,
nice work. I saw that. It was, like, good. You did, you know, nice pat on the back for that.
Yeah, it's a legit outdoor shower, right? And it's pretty low-tech, but it works. And so I'll go out there and...
You'll find, like, homeless people, like, filling up.
Mostly raccoons showering
all right,
there.
Okay.
Once the raccoons found out that they got hot water, they're all over that. So I was in there, and, you know, I was coming in, I got a gentle beach margarita buzz on, getting the sand off of me, smoking a little weed, just enjoying the outdoors and the shower, and listening to Betty Davis.
Soaping up naked, like in the, you know, neighbor.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Hey, you want to look, man, that's on you.
Yeah.
I'm not sitting here showing everybody.
I can't help it. The willow tree died, man. It's like, you know, it's free now.
Two plum trees do not make a willow tree, let me tell you that. But hey, if you want to look, Daryl, that's up to you. I'm not forcing you to
look. No last names, please.
I'm just trying to enjoy my life, you know what I'm saying?
Right, so I get it.
Smoking a little weed and listening to all music, and then I'm listening to Betty Davis record, and this song, Anti-Love Song, came on.
Betty Davis, like the actor?
No. So right. Betty Davis.
Oh, Benny Davis.
Betty Davis.
Oh, really?
Betty Davis, but not the actress. Betty Davis was married. Her name, that's Miles Davis's wife. That's Betty Davis.
Oh, shit. Yes. Absolutely. She's fascinating.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, go on, please.
No, like she dated Jimi Hendrix, and then she married Miles Davis, and like, so there's some, you know, arguments to be made that she bridged the gap between the modern jazz, the end of the modern jazz era for Miles Davis.
Absolutely, the Bitches Brew story. He was going to call it Witches Brew or something, and she was like, Miles, no. Yeah.
So... And then, so she brings that psychedelia into Miles Davis's world, right?
But you know world. You know, she was like really. That was just kind of a persona, you know. And she was really kind of a very straight edged ish kind of life that she led. You know,
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
she lived in Marin. That was crazy. She like lived up in Marin, just across the bridge.
Yeah, I forget the details, but it wasn't like she was just like some, like, you know, party animal, you know, chick that hooked up with Miles. She was like, you know, anyway, yeah, she's great music. Yeah.